This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You know, radio is a funny business because it's so personal. I mean, you come on here and it's how you feel that day, all the things that are going on. I am stressed beyond belief. I've had to give more speeches, more pitches, etc. It's crazy what's going on out there. But anyway, I want to give you some updates. Number one, my mother-in-law is doing amazing. Melissa is back home. She did a fantastic job. They moved her to a different hospital, different care unit that is not intensive care. And she's got her wits about her. And I think the thing that moved her was she was upset at her son and said, you know, he can't be in control of her finances or her health anymore. And she wanted to make changes to her will. And Melissa goes, don't do that. Don't make any changes. Number one, because I don't want to be in a battle with Eric, but also she says you're not of your sound mind yet, and you need to make legitimate changes here, and they shouldn't be knee jerk, and you're also right now it could be argued that you're not quite there because she had brain fog, I mean serious brain fog. She was having all these crazy memories and stuff, so as they kind of detoxed her off of the meds, she got her wits about her. And Melissa said once she told her that, she went into brain exercise mode, and now she's got all her wits about her. She's in PT to get all that put together. And my hope is that she, continues to improve. The one thing I can tell you is she knows the quality of care that we gave her versus what a whole host of caretakers are giving her. And she's like, I went backwards, and she did. But anyway, I just want to give you the update that she is better. But going back to this, there are days you feel like you're struggling, where at least I do, where my thoughts are not coming through as clearly as I'd like, and I'm trying to make sure I'm not confusing you when I'm giving you my assessment of things today. And I think partially it's due to our biggest event ever, something we were supposed to do pre-COVID. In 2020, we were supposed to have this event. We didn't have it, but now we're having it, and talk about stressful to get people to come to an event. I'm amazed at everything that's been done. Go to cvisionsummit.org. Look at what's been done on the website, the speakers we've got coming in, the panel discussions, all of it. And then ask yourself, how are we even struggling to put butts in the seat? It's insane. Now, it's during the week. I'll give it that. It's Thursday and Friday, so you got to understand people are working and things like this. But there are lots of retired people here who are down for the cause, fighting for this cause. And we're doing a Sea Vision Summit on wokeism. And it just so much work goes into it. I don't know how people do events. I couldn't be an event planner. I just couldn't. The other thing that's happened is we launched our store, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I'm asking each of you to go look at it. I don't care if you buy right now. I hope you do. But go look at what we did. It is the one thing I'm proud of about this store, it is my personality. And you're going to see the products that come through there, especially when we get into our religious branded stuff. It is our personality. It's my personality. It's my design. I'm not trying to make out to myself to be the next Versace, but it's my stuff. And it's finally personalized to the point where I like it. You know, you get shirts and we get things on it. Patriot is my pronoun. No 2A means there's no 1A. We have those shirts. And yes, that's my personality too, but I didn't design that. And I didn't come up with those sayings. The things that we have on this new stuff are things that are near and dear to me. And I think you're going to find them to be really intriguing and somewhat works of art. to some degree. And I'm not trying to pull a Hunter Biden. Yo, hey, go in there and pay $500,000 for my stuff. I wish I had that kind of white privilege, but I don't. But what I will do is I'll probably do some limited edition art out of some of the stuff, and I'll sign them, and we'll get those out there. But I think if you go there, you're going to really enjoy what you see. And I hope you will, and I hope you send other people. I want to talk about Ukraine for a bit. Rand Paul spoke about Ukraine, and I want to go into this. The Ukrainians reacted to the lack of budget. They didn't get as much money in our budget as they wanted, and they reacted to this. And I want to get into that in the next segment. But before we do that, I want to show you what other people right now are saying about Ukraine. Because I personally think I'm sick of the boondoggle. I don't want my money going to other countries to fight their proxy wars. And I don't care what the Russian thing. Oh, Kevin, you're stopping the next Hitler at World War III. Nah, you're not going to convince me of that. It's a different world today. I want to focus on America. But here's Rand Paul talking about it.
There's also this incredible story about an American journalist, Gonzalo Lira. He's reportedly right now in prison in Ukraine on allegations of spreading Russian propaganda. Understand this, that Joe Biden could approve $113 billion of money to Ukraine, and yet he has not tried to get this American journalist out of prison there? How is that possible?
It's even worse than that, Maria. They've canceled the elections. What kind of democracy has no election? So next year, Zelensky said he's not going to have an election because it would be inconvenient during the war and would be expensive. Well, the thing is, if you don't have elections, why in the world would we be supporting a country that's not a democracy? They banned the political parties. They've invaded churches. They've arrested priests. So, no, it isn't a democracy. It's a corrupt regime. And are the Russians any better? No, the Russians are worse. But at the same time, we don't always have to pick some side to be on. But the ultimate reason I'm against this is we don't have the money. And when we borrow more money, it leads to more inflation, leads to more likelihood of recession in our country. And so we just can't keep doing it.
There you have it, folks. $113 billion, billion, for Ukraine. And they've arrested a journalist there who's reporting what they call pro-Russian propaganda, which, you know, who knows what that means. I mean, if Ukraine's anything like the America under Joe Biden, what's the real propaganda? And then Rand Paul says, look, he's banned political parties, isn't going to have an election. He's arresting priests, for goodness sakes. He says Russia may very well be worse, but who are we to pick the lesser of the two evils? Let them fight it out. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had allowed Russia to go in and was trying to feed this war with this kind of money? He'd be a pariah by now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
But at some point, the American people will have their say on this. And 4 more years of Biden, without a doubt, means 4 more years of war for the United States. Is that what Americans want? 4 more years of war?
No, it's not what they want. It's not what they need. Here's what I heard just today, Laura. I heard briefed by the administration that this newest request for $24 billion more dollars, more U.S. dollars, is not the end. It's not even close to the end. They want us to be writing checks to Ukraine, direct to their government, forever, year after year, hundreds of billions of dollars. That is ridiculous. For what? What's the strategy? What's the end game? They don't have one. It is nothing but nation building. It is nothing but failing to invest in the United States. Laura, we have to stop this. It's crazy.
That was Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri talking about more money going to Ukraine. Blank checks is what they called it. Blank checks. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Blank checks. I mean, look, think of the money. $24 billion, $113 billion. That's what we talked about in the previous segment. I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you, as a struggling American who has struggled more in the past 2 years than I have in my entire professional life, that's not true. I struggled early on when I made the transition from management consulting to book salesman because I thought it was going to be easy. But that's the only, that was 15 years ago. And, you know, we've rebuilt, and then Joe Biden destroyed it all. Destroyed it all. And I'm not alone. I told you, we had a benefactor. He said, we had been working on a project. We had a benefactor, and this guy was going to make a seven-figure donation to our charity. And he called me up. He says, Kev, he goes, you know what my intent was to do this year. And we had been talking about the project. I said, yeah. He goes, I lost over $4 million last year under Biden. First year, this is the second year of Biden's office. He says, I lost over $4 million. I had earmarked a million of those dollars. In other words, if it had just stayed status quo, he was going to endow so we could run this project for our kids, for Hillsdale, so he could have his name on that. He's in his 80s, and he says, I want to leave something behind that's meaningful. And he couldn't do it. This is what Biden does. But he sends our money overseas to a regime run by a former comedian. And you know what? As I've said, the joke's on us. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, if you do want to help us out, you know, we certainly would love for you to support us. Click that radio button, you know, push it out to other people. But please go to my merch store. It's my new baby. You want to see the birth of some little Jacksons? Well, there it is. And I spent, Labor Day weekend coming up with these ideas. And I told the team, you know what? We're scrapping the other store. We may bring a few things over, like Patriot is my pronoun, and a couple of other shirts. But I want to do something different, something you're not going to see anywhere else. The only place you'll see it is in our store, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Go check it out. Let me know what you think. The Ukrainians have gotten spoiled. There's an article that I read on YouTube, and it says, alone Ukrainians react to the lack of funding. We can't do it alone, they yell. Ukrainians react to the lack of additional funding in the U.S. spending bill. I want you to understand there's a group of people across the world who now monitor our Congress and our spending bills, and they say, oh, well, they took that out. How dare they do that? Unbelievable that, I mean, you want to see ungratefulness in full display? Look at this story. The United States may have avoided a government shutdown on Saturday, but the lack of additional funding for Ukraine in the spending bill has left some residents in the war-torn nation nervous. We are now responsible for Ukrainian citizens. It's on us. And I don't know if you've heard Zelensky. He chastises us when we don't want to give up our money. Let me tell you something. We need your funding like the flowers need the rain. But I tell you every single time we talk about money on this program, it's your money. It's your decision. You do what you want. And I've told this to my friends, to donors, and anybody. There is no obligation to give to us. You need to be willing to do it of your own accord. That, look, I don't know about you, but when I call you or when I mention you on the show, I'm not buttering you up or anything. I'm doing it because I believe it. I'm doing it of my own accord. I don't go, ooh, I just gave a shout out to Ann and I feel so ugly. When I talk about you, which, by the way, Andy and Liz, I got your picture. You guys look good. They're in their 70s. Andy was my regional manager when I was a sales guy. And I got a picture of Andy and his trophy wife, and Andy's still way above his pay grade with Liz. They look great walking along. I would never believe they're in their 70s. Way to go, guys. But anyway, look, when I'm telling you stuff about you or talking about stuff, there's no animosity. When I go to people and say, hey, listen, we'd love to get your support on this project. If you do it, great. If you don't, it's not a measure of your friendship. It is okay to say no. No means no, Kevin. We believe it here. But if you do believe in something and you want to do it, and you do, you know, you give it willingly and graciously, all the better. But we're not doing that. We are being forced to finance a war that none of us wanted, that Joe Biden implemented at the behest of others, folks. Understand, this wasn't Joe Biden's mental slip. He said what he wanted to say because he wanted Putin to be the bad guy. He needed a new Donald Trump. So he started a war, and now he's funding this war and paying back his cronies the same way Barack Obama paid back the green energy industry. And I could go on. This stuff is meant so they can keep fleecing us. I used to be one of those guys that said, oh, Eric, if we got to go to war, let's go to war. You know my personality. I'm ready to fight. I don't want to, but if we have to, I'm the one volunteering. But I don't do it anymore because I don't trust this government. And Joe, they're giving all this stuff away. I know these people are lying. They are committing crimes. They're taking our money. They're buying luxury homes. I will bet you money the Ukrainian and Russian oligarchs are getting the majority of this money. It's being spent in lavish ways, and we're sitting there like looking like stooges, because that's essentially what our political system has become. We're led by representatives who lead us down the primrose path. They steal from us, they gank us, they carjack us, whatever, call it whatever you want, and they do it for other people. That's what I don't get.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been ousted. That vote came despite a passionate plea from Oklahoma's Republican Congressman Tom Cole. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was evicted from her private Capitol office by the new Speaker pro tempore Patrick McHenry. Pelosi responded saying, with all of the important decisions that the new Republican leadership must address, which we're all eagerly awaiting, one of the first actions taken was to order me to immediately vacate my office in the Capitol. The former speaker said office space doesn't matter to her, but it seems to be important to them. UAW employees of Ford Motor Company say a 20% raise offered by the automaker is absolutely not enough. They want at least a 30% pay hike. Day two of former President Trump's civil trial is in the books. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Impeachment looms for Joe Biden, and there are people waiting in the wings. We talked about it in the first part of the broadcast today. Biden publicly being challenged. But there's a lot that's happening in this election cycle, and there's a long way to go. But I'm going to tell you, the thing that I don't see changing is the support for Donald Trump. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Sometimes you just need to hear the truth. As the saying goes, the truth shall set you free. But the question is, does it? Do people really want to know the truth? I don't know how things go in your household, but, you know, periodically you got to sit down and say, what is the plan? What are you wanting to do? We're having issues with our youngest son, dealing with his schoolwork and his baseball, balancing that, is, you know, chasing girls, all the different things that kids go through at this age. And you got to sit down and you got to have real truth. What is it that's driving your personality, and where do you want to eventually be? And right now, Ron DeSantis is having to have some come to Jesus moments. I think that. And so the Democrats, I'm just using him as an example, but the Democrats, they got to come to some truths. They got to look at what's going on with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and all these things. And we talked about this earlier, sounding the alarm bell, and come to these truths. Well, same is true of the Republicans. The Republican Party is going to have to come to the realization that it is not the makeup of what it used to be. It is being remade. And it's being made into something that's, quite frankly, better. The Democrats are not being made into something better. They're not steel sharpening steel. They're steel cutting leather. It's wearing down every single time you sharpen it. That leather belt's getting worn down. If you remember how the old barbers used to sharpen the blade they use. I love those old style blades, man. You don't get a better shape. But I digress. I want to talk about Ron DeSantis. He seems to be ignoring the truth. And watching his campaign has been described to me as like watching a rerun of a mediocre movie that you know the ending to. You might still watch it because it's the only thing on TV or it's background noise, but you're not interested. The Florida governor appeared on Sunday Morning Futures with Marie Bartiromo, and she doled out the truth.
Let's face it, Governor, Donald Trump is ahead of you
by a significant margin. I think the last poll was 52% above right now for Trump. How are you going to cut into Trump's lead? What truly is your path to victory?
You show up, you make the case, you don't mail it in, you don't go missing in action, you meet voters on the ground in the early states, Iowa, New Hampshire in particular, and tell them about the future of the country and why you're the best candidate. And so I think that I'll be the guy. I've been the most dependable leader the Republican Party's had in recent years. I've delivered. I haven't just talked. And that's what we need in Washington. The time for excuses is over. Yeah. 2024 is make or break. We're not getting a mulligan on this one. Either get the job done, or we're going to be in a hole in this country for the next generation.
That's a whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of platitudes. 52%, you know, whatever the last poll, they said 52% above right now for Trump. How are you going to cut into the lead? What's your path to victory? Short answer, hope the Uniparty convicts Donald Trump on nonsense charges. Because outside of that, he's got no way to beat Trump. No real way. The only way they could try to do it is through orchestration. That's it. But listen to what DeSantis says. Well, you got to get up, you got to show up, you got to follow up. That we used to call it the UPS program when I was in sales. I said the sales is simple. Get up, show up, follow up. Nice little quip, you know, if you're training your sales staff. But what does that mean? Okay, got to get your butt up in the morning and be prepared. It doesn't mean that, what clothes should you wear? Should you wear a suit or should you go there in shorts? I mean, I could critique every one of those things to the degree to make you successful. But I would hope that, you know, get up, show up, follow up. But here's what I'm saying. It's political. I want an answer. I want him to say, you know what? I think where Donald Trump is most vulnerable is in the areas of how he handled COVID. I think the nation watched how I did it, and that's a better way to have handled that. Now, given that he was dealing with it at the national level, I'm willing to give him some cover. But I don't believe I would have reacted the same way. That's an answer. You know, get up, show up, follow up. And you kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. You know, okay, I get it. I get what you're trying to tell me, but you're not giving me answers. And I always hearken back to, show me your differential. Show me what we used to call in sales, give me your value proposition, Ron. And it isn't, well, people don't like Donald Trump, and, you know, I'm going to bring a whole different type of leadership. Really? Explain that. I'm not saying he said that, but explain it. It's platitudes.
You show up, you make the case, you don't mail it in, you don't go missing in action.
There you go. Platitudes. Oh, so what, Trump doesn't show up? The guy holds rallies that outnumber anybody politically since Obama in 2008. He can hold a rally. Let Obama hold a rally today and see how many people come. Trump holds a rally well after he's been deposed, and he still gets 10,000 people there, maybe more. If you knew that it wasn't, you know, weren't going to fight traffic and all the other stuff, those rallies would be 20,000 deep easily. And he'd gone away. So, but let me stay on DeSantis. What exactly did he tell us? You got to show up. You can't phone it in. You can't. I mean, that told me nothing. Now, he went on to say, you know, I feel like I'm the best leader. How are you the best leader? You may have been the best leader for Florida, but were you the best leader for the world? No. Or all of America? No. You dealt with Florida. Did you buck the system? Yes. And as I've told people, many times that I looked at, and I was asked to look into DeSantis a little deeper. And I did learn that the people telling me that he wasn't quite the conservative, because I'm a DeSantis fan. I really am. I've been with the guy in many cases. I like his candor. He's Trump-esque in many ways. But he's got some issues. And I don't blame Trump for dismissing him. He's dismissing all of them. Occasionally he'll quip, you know, something. When Trump quips about him, it gets him more news than they'd ever get otherwise. And I understand why he does it, because he says it helps keeps him relevant. But I want to go to DeSantis. What have you done? Trump can look at international stuff that he's done, bringing the Koreas together. Peace in the Middle East, making the Jews and the Arabs sit down together, Saudi Arabia and Israel working together with each other. He's got that. He's got keeping terrorism at bay. He's got an international presence. I just ask you this. Those two guys take a trip to Europe. Who's going to dominate the room? Trump or DeSantis? Look at what he did with trade policy. Reworking NAFTA, renegotiating between North Korea and Japan, putting China on notice, Russia as well. The economy of Iran was struggling, as was Russia, when Donald Trump said, we're going to put America first. He was dumping Chinese buying infrastructure in America, stopping them from doing these evil things that Joe Biden is on payroll with the Chinese to do. So DeSantis says, so I think I'll be the guy. I've been the most dependable leader in the Republican Party in recent years. I've delivered. I just haven't talked. I'm not going to deny that he's done some of that. It's the reason why he is on the national stage and why I said he should be looking more to be a VP. But don't distinguish what DeSantis said when he did at the state level from what Trump did at the national and the international level. It's night and day. And I heard DeSantis talking about, I believe it was Ukraine or somewhere, and I said, it was so evident he was a rookie in foreign policy. If I were the campaign, I'd say, you got to brush up on this or keep your mouth shut. Pivoted back to America. And as I mentioned, the people say DeSantis was dragged kicking and screaming to some of the things that he did, some of the policy decisions that he made. Maybe so. Maybe he isn't the stand-up guy we thought he is, but here's why we'll give him credit. He acted. If he did have a differing view, he acted. If he had a differing view on the vaccine or lockdowns, he may have, but he acted. You can't take that away from him. But here's his biggest problem. DeSantis' biggest problem is disloyalty. Donald Trump supported this guy, got him through a rough period when he was running against Gillum. He wouldn't have gotten out of the primary had it not been for Trump. And how does he reward him? By saying, we can't take a mulligan. We got to do it the right way. What are you telling the left? You're destroying the Republican Party all for your own personal gain. I can't stand that. And that's where he's going to suffer.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
These polls, I'm on Real Clear Politics. They are not kind to the Republican field. The best poll has Trump leading only by 30 points. That's the only one I see. Maybe, let's see, is that 27? I mean, that's still a lot, but let's see. Nope, 37. So the best poll has Trump, I'm talking about for the field, has Trump leading by 30 points. Trump 51, DeSantis 21. The biggest one that I see is 52%, and it is Trump 62, DeSantis 10, Haley 6.
And it's the 2024 Republican presidential nomination poll. And that's the spread. And then you get down into, I take that back. All of these are the same poll, Republican nomination, but there's different polling groups. So, yeah, that's what I missed. I'm sorry. Let's see. The biggest lead is from the New York Post for Trump. The smallest lead is from St. Anselm. But from Morning Consult, Monmouth, CBS News, PPIC, Economist, New York Post, Insider Advantage, all of them, Donald Trump is a minimum of that ahead of 30 points ahead of everybody. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. DeSantis is accusing Donald Trump of mailing it in. In other words, he's not working hard enough. Well, the polls show that Donald Trump's doing pretty well, that people do believe that he's working. And I'm looking this poll up and down. I'm looking for cracks. The only crack, let me just give you, and I'm not going to go in any particular order, but I'm going backwards by date. DeSantis 13, DeSantis 11, DeSantis 10. These are varying polls on varying days. DeSantis 14, DeSantis 21. I'm going backwards. DeSantis 14, DeSantis 15, DeSantis 14, 14, 15, 14. Now, there's others. I'm not going to go any farther back. Now, today, DeSantis 16, 11, 10, 14. So, in other words, DeSantis is going backwards each day. As it moves forward, the most that DeSantis I've seen is him having like 21. And now he's down to 13, down to 11 on a poll, down to 15, down to 10, down to 12. So if I were to look at his average, I'd say DeSantis is probably somewhere around 13. Donald Trump is going up. If you go back to those same poll numbers, it was Trump 42, 46, 46, 49, 51, 56, 59, 54, 56, 58, 55, 45, 50, 51, 48, 53, 63, 62, 50, 56, 61. All those numbers pretty much bouncing around based on the poll, but the lowest you'll find, I want to say, was 48. Let me go back and make sure. Yep, Trump 48. No, 45. Is the lowest. By the way, in that poll, they had Trump at 45, Haley at 15, DeSantis at 11. Just so you're clear, CBS poll and St. Anselm poll are two polls that have DeSantis trailing Nikki Haley. So this isn't great news for him. He's going to have to really get his act together, because the polling isn't showing what he would like it to show. And for him to say, Donald Trump's phoning it in. If you want to use cliches, that's not going to work against Donald Trump. And by the way, remember when I told you guys, Chris Christie made the comment about Donald Duck or something like that. And one of my buddies said, that's going to stick. Oh, you just watch. And I go, that's not going to stick. And what happened? It didn't stick. In fact, I saw an article where they ridiculed Chris Krispy Kreme, is what I call him, and essentially said, why would you even try something so stupid? And it was trying to play Trump's game. So it didn't work. Polling doesn't look good for DeSantis. And I said, somebody's got to start talking the brutal truth to DeSantis. His biggest problem, I said it before, disloyalty to Trump. It would have been different if Donald Trump had performed like Joe Biden, where he was the worst president ever, and you were behind him, but you're like, you know what? I tried to stay behind him. I tried to toe the party line, but, we couldn't. I can't. Well, how could you say that? The only possibility of saying that is around COVID. And you'd be dumb to let the Democrats make any ground by beating up on Trump with COVID, knowing that it was their strategy to do it. Now, you could say, you know, I hope Donald Trump is more astute next time in recognizing the strategy around something and when there's a cabal at play, because he's missed it a couple of times. He missed it during his reelection campaign, and he certainly missed it during COVID. That's a legitimate thing to bring up. But don't give him any fodder, because the Democrats are looking for that. Where is our loyalty as a party? I come back to, I look at Joe Biden. I don't know who's for him and who's against him, because we have a media industrial complex who will lie to us. But I can tell you, whoever's for him, the little bit that's for him, if you want to have some fighters on your side willing to do whatever it takes, I'd hire that crew in a New York minute. It would be one of those deals where I say, look, I don't want to know what you're doing, but just go make it happen. Where are our guys like that? And I get it. We're not ruthless. We're not Machiavellian. We're not, you know, kill at all cost. You know, leave no women and children. You know, scrape the village. We're not like that. But we do need some people like that. In special ops, they call them sin eaters. These are the guys that go in, do the dirty work, and go sleep like babies. Because that's their job. They're like, look, I'm protecting America. I'm not going to split hairs. And they go in like they've got a letter that says, you can do whatever you want to do, and you know, and is just don't get on camera. And they go in and do their jobs. Well, maybe we need a few of those. Worst president in history, Joe Biden, has almost undying loyalty. People holding back, running against him. And we've got guys like DeSantis and Haley and others who've all benefited from Donald Trump, and they become turncoats. And you wonder why we lose. Imagine if Republicans supported Trump in anything close to the way the Democrats support Biden. He would literally walk through to this nominee. I'm talking about to the win. If the Democrats know you are incorruptible, and thus they might as well not try. You're going to support Trump to the bitter end. It doesn't matter how much cheating they do. They will not be able to influence it. They'd stop. They'd say, okay. Now, they may push for universal voting, and they're going to cheat. I'm convinced of that. But their tactics would have to change. So DeSantis got to ask if he would be a VP, if he'd partner up. Your vice presidential pick. He dismissed it. No, I'm running for president. We need somebody that can serve two terms. We need somebody that can win states like Georgia and Arizona. What do you mean, can serve two terms? He could serve two terms. He says, which President Trump cannot do and did not do, even though candidates like McCain and Romney had no problem winning those states. So he's trying to make a distinction. Let me tell you the other thing that DeSantis has to be very careful about, and all Republicans. If you alienate the Trump base, you won't win anything. Now, if the Uniparty decides that's what they want, and they want to go after us, then keep DeSantis and keep those guys talking, because you'll alienate the base, and they'll say, screw this, I'm not going to do it. But don't go talking smack about us. I pretty much predicted that Trump would choose DeSantis as his running mate 2-3 years ago. And though I'm a lot less sure of that right now, I still wouldn't rule it out. When you get into these things where DeSantis says, no, I'm running for president, or no, I would not accept President Trump's nomination as vice president, I'm my own man, or whatever. And then the next thing you know, race is over and he's readily accepting. I think that could happen. But it's a lot less likely because they got these two going at each other. But that's what the left does. Those two would be a formidable opponent. They may never work together.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.